You open the door. This room is in fact two rooms. An outer corridor surrounds an inner room. The walls are crystal. Shattered iron rings decorate the floor, and a cloudy view offered by the once transparent walls of the inner chamber show that it is completely vandalized, illegible. From without, something indistinct is carved on the walls of the inner cell.
Oh, it's a strange place we've entered here.
So, shattered iron circles?
Mm-hmm. On the floor.
On the floor. Are they inset into the floor, or are they just scattered over the floor?
Shattered iron rings decorate the floor. Looks like something's broken out of some chains.
Oh, that's just links, rings.
Chain
right.
Links, effectively.
Remember that room with the huge column? Actually, you won't remember the room with the huge column in the big bad place we got the sword from. It was big and bad, and something very nasty in that room was.
Oh.
And we're talking big, big.
Some form of prison. There's nothing inside the crystal walls.
Crystal walls.
You can see it's been vandalised on the inside, and there's something etched on the wall, but you can't read it from where you are because it's dirty.
We must go closer.
On the outside or on the inside?
Close on the outside. It's cleaning product.
It's just grubby. You can't
still
quite
it bang
read it.
Is your friend.
The walls are 5 feet thick, so it's a bit interesting. They would once have been very clear.
Tempting.
Wander around the outside.
Okay, there is a way walk around the outside. The walls are fleshy. The floor's a little bit, but not up on the crystal.
I think you get on top of the crystal then.
No, it goes right up to the top. There is a continuation. There's another door off to the west as you walk around. The door to the crystal chamber is to the south.
Okay, yeah. We have to go into the crystal chamber to
have
see
a look in through the door.
You look
is the door open? Open?
Yes. Shattered.
Have a look.
You look in. There is a horrible stench inside the room, which is sickening. Blood-caked runes have been daubed on the walls.
Do you recognise the runes?
They don't speak Infernal.
Yep.
Do you speak Infernal? You do? You lie. Anyone speak Infernal?
Garup did.
Would anyone like a decipher script?
Sorry,
check.
No, I
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, I can do a decipher script check.
Go on then.
Oh, I shall decipher these arcane markings. Not very well. 17.
You have no idea what they say.
I think it's a menu.
Take 20!
I take 20, solid.
Have your hot glue gun?
Hot.
And gluey.
Gluey.
Essentially that hot, but.
Hot and sticky?
Then,
rest it.
So, take 20.
Take 20, what's your skill?
Skill in decipher script for Balazar is 14, I believe.
34.
Aye, 34 in total.
Yeah, there may be a there is a consequence of reading these runes.
Yes, but is there a consequence of reading them wrong?
No.
Or just reading them?
Okay. You read the runes.
It's like say you can't take 20 or
a let me will save.
A lock ends up open.
A will save. Balazar makes yet another saving throw! Or not.
You may turn off the
beacon. Oh, Jesus!
Eleven total. You thought I'd taken the iron will feat.
Doesn't matter what I roll on. Fortitude, reflex, will.
Okay, then. You feel...
I can't. I can roll away.
Like chicken tonight?
Kind of.
Can I roll away at 12?
Nice. You feel strong.
Right, cool.
You feel exceptionally angry.
I thought Will was a good save for
you.
A
feel right. Like tearing your party members limb from limb physically.
You bastard!
You've been affected by a rage spell, but also a suggestion to attack anyone present.
You are barbarically enraged. It's nice to give him any bonuses.
It does. It gives him the same equivalent of a barbarian's rage.
Plus 2 strength, plus 2 con.
Off you go. Be raging. He snaps the breath and runs at one of you. Pick one.
He's the Hulk.
Pick one.
1d3.
Go on then.
1, 2, 3. The cleric.
Charges at you.
Slavering jaws.
Initiatives.
I assume he goes first.
Well, he does, but he goes.
and
destroy you all.
He then starts running at you, drooling. You know, you're going to have some reaction. You need initiative too.
Oh, I need initiative. Don't worry, this is where I suck.
You suck balls?
8. Yeah, big time.
Andy blows ponies.
That's not
true.
Ponies.
I like that bridge, dude.
Well done, Scott. 8 for the mighty Balazar.
I hate those pictures of me. It's a good bit.
I might write my name.
So, what's actually happened? Is he actually
He's read the rooms, and then he has become enraged and has turned to He's charging at you. He looks like a barbarian.
Does think actually start?
What?
On his 8.
Yes, I suppose he does. Yeah. His move will be to run at you. You run at him.
Okay.
And you attack him. Ah! You can use your weapons. You just can't use your spells.
Do all the damage.
Sod it.
If you have weapons, you can use them.
Yeah, I've got a heavy mace.
Fuck off, mate.
Which is probably what you'll use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big mace.
Mace out.
You are plus 2 to hit.
Plus 2 to hit, because you have plus 4 to hit.
And then plus 2 to hit for your charge as well, so you're plus 4 to hit.
Plus 4 to hit, so. Good. Whoops.
How did you do?
13 in total.
Was that including your skill to hit with your mace?
Yes,
that.
19.
Not a hit.
You run and flail off his
body. Even flat-footed.
Go on then. Yeah, he seems to be affected by some kind of spell.
I step back and cast a spell magic.
You go for it.
Cross climb upon Mr. First.
Mr. Help!
Whoops.
Mr. snubs
Mr.
you.
Hates you.
I'll start a cloud out. But then I get
8 million.
26.
That'll do it.
You go.
You can stop that now.
Rage. I don't know what came over me.
Believe it or not, there is no challenge rating for that, but I'm going to give it some. What level is rage?
Is that a 3 or 4?
It's throwing the challenge rating. Well, that's scary when the wizard reads it, is it? It's not like
I'm a scary
wizard!
It's
not like the barbarian or the paladin or anyone's going to do infernal, is it?
So, I'm a scary dwarven wizard.
I don't know. Fighter did.
True, yeah. He was a half-orc. Aww. I like it, dude. Good. Right, who's next? What are we doing? Where are we going? There is an exit to the west.
Don't read those ruins.
We shall go west.
Yeah. You head west.
Go west.
You open the door to the west. It leads to a crossroads. There are corridors leading south, back to another impressive door, north up to another door, and directly ahead of you to another door.
Directly ahead.
Directly ahead. Okay, there's another door.
Remind me not to make any more saving throws in the future.
I don't think it's locked.
Okay, well, I open it. Setting up a huge big ass trap, no?
Sure!
Trap of the big ass? Ooh!
Yes!
Oh no!
Yes. Drops a gigantic donkey on us.
God, I've been sucked in!
Okay, what are you doing? Are you tricking up traps? You don't think it's trapped.
Oh, I open the door. Good job.
You open the door.
Hello? I'm not Mr. Angry anymore. Hello?
You walk into the room.
I don't like perhaps,
did we say we walk into the room? Perhaps open the door.
Perhaps a welcome respite from the decaying halls. These rooms seem clean, fresh even. While there is no light, at least the dust is swept away and there is rough furniture scattered about. It does not appear to have been inhabited recently.
Okay.
There is an exit directly ahead of you. There is a large door to the south. There is a corridor to the north which ends in a door. And there are two other doors in the same way you come in. But higher up to the north.
Is anyone, any of them just a corridor that ends in nothing? Or ends in a room?
There's a... Well, you can't tell if all...
Well, does it end in a door then?
Not everything ends in a door, yeah.
That's okay. Can we try the first one on our wall?
First one on your wall. Okay. Nice. Make me spot checks while you walk through this room, please.
Just have a huge pimple.
9.
Spot. 14.
27. 8.
Whoops. You don't see anything?
Nope.
You get
27?
I don't see anything, what can I say?
I can say, yes, you do see anything.
Right. Yeah, there's, you get to the first door.
Take 20 on my spot thing, I don't think I...
We're still being dwarfing elfy on, like, hidden doors and stuff.
I understand this. The door...
Dwarfing elfy?
Where will we see if it's trapped?
You don't think it's trapped?
Is it locked?
No, but it does have a good lock on it.
I open the door.
Steal the
stout
lock.
Wooden pegs line the walls of the room. Each peg bears a meticulously maintained tunic, tabard, or surcoat.
Ooh.
The symbols on the clothing either depict a spider or a striking viper.
New clothes!
Any of them particular villages?
Well, there are gods that have spiders and snakes as their symbol.
I have snake. But I like snakes.
They're more depictions of runes you would associate with drow, potentially. They're the kind of things they have as symbols.
Even dark elves, we should slay them all!
We haven't found it yet.
But look! They're clothes! We need new clothes! We've been going round in bloody bits of soap material.
Speak for yourself.
Are they sized for any?
Oh, yeah, they're alright. Yeah. You've got clothes.
They're normal. Elf-sized clothing. They are incredibly well made. Make me a praise check.
Is the one I can fit for a dwarf?
The 12 items in there are probably worth about 600 gold pieces.
Nice. Quality.
Vandalise them all!
I'm going to take
evil
one in
dark
elves.
I'm going to take one for evil dark elves.
Because I need some new clothes.
You're taking a spidery one.
No, you're not!
Well, I need
evil!
It's not evil!
Destroying them! Hacking them up with my shoved sword.
Okay,
you
start.
The clothes themselves are not evil.
They're very well made!
A representation to... I dislike dark elves when it's destroyed.
I quite like spiders. There's nothing wrong with him. I'm taking one. He's not nicking it.
Wow.
Look, if you're really unhappy, I'll turn it inside out. There we go.
Too tight round the girth for you.
It's okay.
You're a big, fat, bald dwarf.
I'm not a big, fat, bald dwarf.
Are you wearing one?
Yeah.
Okay. He puts one on.
Fat, bald.
I'm not a big fat one at all.
Oh, you're doing with the rest
you're
of
the You're a dwarf, you're bald, and you're fat!
No, I'm not.
You're leaving the rest.
I'm vandalising them all.
Listen, you stick, pointy-eared elf.
You're vandalising them all.
Now.
Okay.
Not
you hack up the rest of them, other than the one Balazar is wearing.
He's evil.
Wearing evil robes.
But you could understand why his frustration with you. They probably did try and slaughter lots of these people.
You said yourself, the clothes are not evil. I just need something new to wear besides these bits of crimson rags.
Yeah, it's not necessary to destroy them, but it does probably make him feel better.
It's just something
it's
to wear.
It's not evil to destroy them, of course.
Why is
there... Destroying things just for the sake of it is not a good thing.
Not a bad thing, either.
Destroying them because they're the evil bad. Dark elves.
They're marks of evil.
I don't recognise this.
Right.
So,
obviously, we'll rig this. Next room up?
You come back out of this room, you see a small child.
It's an evil dark elf child.
Doesn't seem to be. Seems to be huddled up in the north. Sort of halfway up this wall here, in the middle.
Must be the end of level boss. Probably walked into a small child.
She's all huddled up in the corner with her head down, hands over her ears.
What sort of race does she look like?
It looks like she's probably human or elven. It's hard to tell because she's looking stale.
She's probably the prisoner of the evil dark elves and has escaped.
She wasn't. You're pretty certain she wasn't there when you went in.
You don't want to know what the evil dark elves do to their prisoners.
I look up.
Hello.
You look up.
Does that table?
Maybe spot check.
Nothing at the ceiling.
Spot check. It's completely dark. It's quite dark in here.
Hello.
15.
Didn't you see
anything? Hello.
Okay.
Child! Are you the prisoner of evil dark elves?
She just seems to be sitting there. She occasionally moves.
In elven. Child, are you the prisoner of evil dark elves?
Just moves slightly.
I'm very, very well aware of some form of combat tactic.
That's gonna
happen.
Just it's an innocent child that's been held prisoner by the evil dark elves.
Who
we must save her.
Right.
Detect evil.
You hear, a low moaning sound that seems to sort of shake your ears.
Ouch.
Very bizarre.
I do have it in fact.
It makes your brain ache to hear this sound.
Oh.
All of you.
Did I tell you about the dwarf?
May love to make me on a fortitude save, please.
Oh, you've got to be kidding!
Fortitude!
Oh, for heaven's sake!
20.
25, unless it's an enchantment, then it's more.
You only got plus 5 to fortitude.
It's not an enchantment on fortitude.
Balazar!
Balazar!
25! 24, sorry. Hooray! For a change.
You feel quite. Like drunk.
Nothing new.
You sort of stagger to the floor and sit there just.
Ooh.
A bit dizzy. The rest of you hear this sound, watch her and stumble to the floor.
Yeah, plug this.
Go and pick her up.
It's her floor.
We're that's being attacked. Side effect of her being dead.
Initiative blows.
Ooh.
I have monsters going on 26.
Oh, 11.
7. Oh well.
7,
I guess. 10. I had to get a crap roll on my initiative eventually.
Yeah, that's right, no. Says the dwarf.
Are they fiendish dire kittens?
The fiendish dire kittens, yes. Vicious
pointy claws.
Is it them? You hear
evil dark elves?
Nothing. I'm sure you know what's going on best.
Dungeoneering.
I almost cut your nana's hair off.
Oh, ooh. Careful with Granny's hair.
Is it a nice blue rinse?
It's a brown rinse.
Brown rinse.
That's her real hair colour out. Yeah.
Yeah. You believe it.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh yeah, they're lovely, they are. Lovely.
I identify them as...
You don't even see
no
them.
No idea.
They float down behind you. The first you know...
Is they're grappling you and go...
Is a tail slap.
Ooh.
Tail slap.
Ooh.
Crack. You need that in the dungeon.
Tail slap and bite.
Oh, lord,
that I
get one.
Eh? Yeah, they get tail slap. One each.
I'm immune.
Failing seems to be ignored at this point as she sat on the floor with him.
Yeah.
Where's the
three of you that stood up.
Where's Player's Handbook on this wall?
Oh, I don't
you know. First. We're not very good at this. Hmm? Oh, possible natural. No, just a standard. 6 points of damage. You're slapped in the back by a tail. Wilmarin, 25.
Oh. Yes.
7 points of damage. Balazar.
Phew!
You look up, and the ceiling is moving. With large, flying, thin creatures with tails. Look like manta rays from the sea. They seem to be howling and moaning as they float down. There are quite a few of them.
Oh.
Best quick guesstimation would guess about 10.
Wasn't this lucky?
What?
That I changed my domain spell.
To?
Silence.
Nice. They look like this.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, they don't look like weird dark man.
They're another fairly classic monster.
Yeah.
Cloaker.
Yeah,
they are quite classic. The Cloaker. There are about 10 cloakers descending from the ceiling. As some of them descend, they seem to have been covering up light gems in the ceiling and it gets a bit lighter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. There are another 7 floating down. They are 10 feet up and still hitting you with their tails.
Ouch.
Why they have a 10-foot reach. We're doing that whole three-dimensional box, remember? Oh, okay. They're flying above you. Yeah. Okay, who's going?
It'll be me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I shout, gather round me.
Mm-hmm.
And I cast silence.
Very good.
You do. He does.
Oh. You cast silence on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. The horrible moaning stops. As the moaning...
And
the
then
moaning
I was, approach Phelan and pick her up.
She seems stupefied, but she seems to be getting better. That's the moaning. She's got basically a whole monster effect, but if she's taken away the moaning, I'm going to basically let her come out of it next round. Which seems to be fair. Who's next?
Balazar.
Balazar casts...
Nothing.
Why not?
Because you're in a silence field.
Yeah.
Fiddle.
The only thing you can do is things that don't require verbal components.
None of your spells.
None of your spells.
None.
There's about three wizard spells.
Three in the whole book.
Yeah, which you don't have.
That's so funny.
Unless you have hypnotic pattern.
Fine. No, in which case, barring that,
It's,
but I can verbalise it, just whiffed up, come out of my hand.
With your crossbow.
Crace them with my crossbow.
Yep. You attack one of them.
Aye.
Cloakers. One. Cloakers. Two. Three.
10.
Apparently it is, yeah. Listen, it's an emergency. Some sort of, some silent spell you're casting.
Yes, exactly. You can hear them, for God's sake. They're still going.
I'm appalled by your crappy silent spell.
Oh, there you go.
So that's what cloakers sound like.
Apparently, yeah. This is the moan of a cloaker you can hear there. No expense spared.
Would you like a help?
Thank you. Chocolate covered? Oh,
thank you.
Right. Again,
your devil's
penises are snapped.
Oh, did you hit?
On a 10, not much.
No. Go on.
Failing.
What are you doing? These big things are descending from the ceiling. They are they're sort of flopping. They kind of fly quite gracefully through the air.
I'm stood next to you, but I can't speak.
You're a bit stupefied, to be honest.
You're just
coming out of a sort of hold effect.
Okay.
Now it's gone completely silent.
I'll pull out my wand of acid arrow and wave it in front of you.
Okay.
And in a kind of, does this work kind of thing? In, with you?
Have a go.
Okay.
It works just fine.
Good.
Damage?
Hit them first.
Hits the ceiling. Even though there's 10 of them flying around. Who's next?
Wilburin.
Ninja flying back kick.
Fair enough, yeah.
Hyperforce go.
Ninja flying back kick. Hyperforce go. Go on. Ninja flying back kick.
That'll be...
A lot.
27.
That'll probably hit. We've got a ninja flying back kick.
I hope so. For 5.
That's pretty good.
As I've not moved, I'm going to do flurry of blows.
Flurry, okay.
May as well.
Yeah. McFlurry of
28.
Blows. Yeah, that'll hit. You'll need 19 to hit them.
That's an 8.
Yeah.
14.
You won't hit. Not bad.
Wow.
Okay. Well, who's next?
Them.
Right. Some of the lower ones fly in.
But
no, they go for a tail slap. They just fly past and whap you with their tail. That's basically their only physical attack. And as it's completely silent, their moans are useless.
Okay.
You notice higher up there seem to be more of them appearing from the ceiling. Lots more.
Right.
One is a die altogether, makes no difference to me.
Yeah.
Right, there's some come down to attack you. One apiece, I think, is fair. So they're moving, so probably get a couple apiece. Why not? We'll give you a couple of attacks apiece, that would do much. A couple on each.
So they're actually flying by and attacking.
I'm always a bit annoyed by things that don't have the equivalent of attack they should have. And I don't think these things should be able to hover, if that makes sense. I think they should be creatures that float past and whap you on, and the little mates do the same. But saying that, maybe they don't. Maybe there's a couple hovering by. They're hovering pointlessly nearby, because they don't have flyby attack.
They're in a queue.
Although it does have combat reflexes, improved initiative and alertness.
Ooh,
it ditch out alertness for flyby attack, but no. One's a potential critical on you, dear.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
That will be a critical on you. Sorry. Doing 14 points of damage. I'll have one attack each of you. Miss on Tharys.
I assume I'm back on full hit points, by the way.
Wilmarin, miss. And potential hit on Balazar.
What's the total?
24.
Easy.
Ouch. Hit any member of the party.
10 points of damage to Balazar. Tail slap.
Or nothing. As you hear me go.
Crap. Who's next?
Me.
Go.
I motion for everybody to follow me.
Okay.
And I move towards the door.
Very good. Which door are you heading towards?
The one we came in through.
One we came in through. Yep, down here. Yep.
Yes.
You head back them through one at a time, chop them to death.
Yes.
Or just shut the door.
Yeah, either you get to the door.
I don't go too far.
Are you going through the door, though?
I go as far as I can to still get
Everybody on left. You're moving, but you're still leaving them in your area.
I'm trying to.
Yes. So you're moving. You're moving as a party.
Yes, as a group.
Okay. Anyway, I'm holding until everybody can move together.
Yeah. No problem. Who's next?
That would be Balazar.
Crossbow time.
You're not holding to move.
Yes, I'll hold to move.
You can still.
Not a full movement.
We won't be moving a full movement, surely.
We're holding to move, aren't you?
Yeah.
So if everyone holds to move, you all move at once.
I can do, yeah.
Which makes better sense. Over to you. Unless you want to move in bits.
But. Because I moved to get to Phelan, yeah. I'm assuming they're at one end of my silence.
Yeah.
They can move to the other end.
True, yeah.
Yeah. After they've attacked.
Yeah, go on, fire. And then we'll
do a nice rolling movement, attack.
16.
You missed.
Oh, they're everywhere. How can you miss?
Who's next?
Bailey. I zap him with my wand. No, I don't.
It doesn't go off. Who's next?
Wilmarin.
Ninja flying back kick.
Go on then. Flurry again.
No, because I'm saving an action. No.
No? Who's next?
Ben.
Oh, then I move my full 30 feet.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody's moving, then I'm assuming you're moving.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I move my 60 feet even.
Yeah.
60 feet. They all have another go at you as you leave them.
So, after the I move to the very far extreme of the room.
I can hear it, Dad.
Yeah.
Nope. They'll all have another go before you probably get out of the room, which I think is fair. Lins. It's a hit. Not a critical, though. For 11.
20.
Tharys is a miss. Wilmarin is a miss. Balazar.
Sorry, I just
remember. 18.
Oh, God. No, it's always the dwarf.
22 is a hit.
Oh, what the halfling.
And another 11 for you.
Oh, God.
They did quite well. I'm getting plus 5 damage.
Yeah. Plus 5.
Hit points heading south.
Who's next? You all now leave to the door. Are you shutting the door?
Yes.
You close the door?
Yes. Still can't hear anything because the silence.
Yes.
Is it still lockable?
This door? Potentially, yeah, probably. Some of the doors were lockable, some of them weren't.
I make a motion to lock the door.
No, this door isn't lockable. It is.
Which way does it open?
It'll open into the room. It is hammerable. You could put pins in the hinges.
Yeah.
You spike the hinges so they can't get it open. Not that they could anyway.
I write some chalk on the door.
Never knew.
Yeah. With their tail round. Yeah.
Beware of the whippy sky manta ray beasts.
Yes, it's just dangerous.
Actually, they have an intelligence of 14. They could probably figure a door out.
Crap,
strength 21.
Yeah.
Wow, not rubbish.
And then we move a little further out and I drop the silence and start the healing process.
Yes.
You start the healing process.
I'm right.
I'm hurting.
What did you think of a room with 10 cloakers in it?
Minimum 10. There's loads in there, apparently.
Touch harsh.
Yes. Just a little.
Who knows about aberrations? Is it Dungeoneering?
Dungeoneering, boy.
You left that poor girl curled up on the floor.
Oh, lots.
That was an illusion, wasn't it? Probably.
That's 20...
She wasn't in there to start with.
5.
25. They have lots of shining powers. They have Moan, which can have weird effects on you. All kinds of little effects. They like to wrap people up and give them a big hug. They can manipulate shadows. They can cause you to go blind. They can create duplicates of themselves akin to a mirror image. They can also create illusionary silent images.
Yeah. Like girls in the...
I have 27 hit points.
Yes. You now realise that girls didn't make any sound at all.
No. Damn them.
I just have some random spells.
They're pretty good, actually.
They are.
Challenge rating 5 each.
Yeah. I have one as a player character.
Not full ones. Trick them out the door one at a time.
Well, you mean like the Sturges from long ago? You won't know about the Sturges, but it was quite fun.
Mm. And you were injured as well, weren't you?
Dead Sturge juggling. Those were the days.
So you get 25 points.
Woohoo! Thank you! I'm back up to 4.
I like that paper.
You injured?
I was well within my own range to heal.
Okay.
Where now? You're back in the corridor. at a crossroads at the moment.
A corridor?
If you go back the way you came, you'll end up in that crystal chamber. There is a way north from here. There's a way north from here.
We'll go the way north from here then.
Okay. There's a door.
Check the door.
Check the door.
And check is...
29. No,
19.
Finally. Is it locked? No.
I open it.
You open it. A bizarre sight greets you here. A full table setting, complete with tableware, plates and candles. Yes. There
Helen?
Is no food here, but the room is kept meticulously clean. Set for dinner.
Lovely shiny table setting.
Oh no, I wouldn't know what fork to use.
Okay.
What do you know that I don't need to
touch anything, anything else in the room? Monster wise?
Maybe a spot check.
Specifically looking at the ceiling.
I understand this. They're specifically good at hiding.
29.
Mm-hmm. You think you see a cloaker up near the ceiling.
Cloaker!
I shoot the cloaker.
Okay. Go for it. It also gets initiative, so you come in.
Sounds like
it's initiative? It's going on 10. No, an 11.
Hello, my love.
Hello.
Hello,
Helen.
Hello. How are you doing?
How are you?
All right, thank you.
How was work?
All right, actually.
Pull up a chair.
It's quite difficult.
The one here that has books on.
Sorry. You can have this. You can have this. I can go sit downstairs. Sorry.
Yeah, get downstairs.
Well, if you move Hal's laptop back, you can sit at the desk.
Are you doing work?
17.
Oh, that's for you.
But it's doing, I didn't have to.
You crappy wife.
No, I've got time to do it at work, so I'll do it tonight and a bit then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. Yes, it's going on at 11.
No
wondering what you're going on, as it's you technically that has
17.
Basically, you are it to go first, effectively, as you've seen it.
There you go.
And it's seen you.
Initiative for the mighty Balazar is this time a respectable 15.
I got sick of all the books being a bit. I was fighting losing battles. So.
Okay, he goes first. Go.
Alright.
22. 22, I've only hit it, yes.
I have glamour some work now. Quite sure.
5A.
Are we still in silence or the outside?
No. I've got silence, it's gone.
Yeah. No, gone, I think.
Alright, who's next after him?
Do I get my full attack, sorry?
No, not from... I suppose you would, but...
If we're starting a normal initiative.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. It's up near the ceiling, though, so you're going to have to shoot with your bow.
That's
twice,
yeah. 22...
Is
that
a hit?
Mm-hmm. 13.
Do you think?
13.
Yeah.
Won't hit. Oh, that's damage.
No, 13 was my third.
Oh.
So much to get.
3.
Okay, yeah.
She's not going to be listening.
She'll have it. She's going to have it in a week.
Soon. Right.
Okay. Who's next?
Balazar. Roll
the damage. God damn it.
She's never used so much.
I don't think you have a machine gun in a
drink. Well, near enough. 4, 8, 11. 14, 15, 20 points.
Who's next?
Is this really British food?
It is.
Nice memories for her. She asked for it.
Let's have a drink. We eat it.
It starts to moan as it comes away from the ceiling.
I don't like doing this, and never wanted to be a cloaker.
I don't like this dungeon.
Oh, that is last for share.
That's fine.
Aha. 19.
Natural 20!
Yeah, I'm it's like a big gap, one for Balazar.
Balazar has a big one.
Yes.
Everyone except for...
Balazar had a big ball.
Tharys is fine.
Tharys
falls to the ground, not prone and nauseated. For 4 rounds, just so you know, keep track. You're prone and nauseated, vomiting on the ground.
His association with the party
is your brain is wibbled. Okay. Who's next?
Me.
It would be me, but then it's Faye.
Then go.
Got Faye.
It's just starting to fly from the ceiling.
Flap, flap, flap.
Your dad took comedy 70s
ahead. Yeah, he did. There's better pictures.
Wand or bow?
Wand.
Go on, wand it.
That'll do.
Woo!
To hit.
That'll Yay! Hit.
Yay! 2d4.
God, how you look so geeky.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I hit him the cast as well.
Six.
I hate you.
You got killed Garut. I hate you.
Who's next?
Bill Warren.
There's many to do.
Go, Willy.
Go, Willy. Free Willy!
Yeah, that'll hit.
If you can move, so can sit down.
17.
17 damage.
No, 17 to hit.
17 won't hit.
Oh, that won't.
18.
That won't hit either.
Oh dear.
Just go on then.
Four.
Who's next?
Balazar.
Just do the damage.
Do the funky. 2, 6, 8, 11, 15.
Another 20 points.
It falls from the ceiling.
It's smoking.
It looked to be heading towards the northern door.
What tough, it didn't get away.
It's peppered.
It falls to the ground.
With magic holes.
Got it.
Yay.
You've got a cloaker.
And that's how you take out a cloaker. Yes.
A cloaker.
Dwarven combat wizard.
Challenge rating 5. Who's next? What am I talking about? Where next?
Who's next? Who? Where? What? Why? When?
Pick myself up off the floor.
I'm just getting old.
Senility. He said that about 6 times.
It was heading towards the north door.
Quite mad. It was heading towards the northern door.
So where else is there to go?
North, east, south, or west? There's a door in each wall.
All the cardinal points.
We've just come through the south, I think.
You have. You've come through the south door.
We head north? Follow the cloaker.
You were
trying to get out that way.
Yeah, it might be trying to get to its mates to help.
I know.
So I'll go west.
Millions east. Of them. Millions and millions.
Millions.
I'll go east.
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 Yeah, north might be a bit.
Open the door.
Challenge.
You open the door? Yeah. Leads to a short corridor that ends in another door.
Oh.
Which is not locked.
How? What a useful piece of corridor that is.
It opens into another short corridor ending in a door.
Oh, God.
Which you open, which leads to another short corridor. Helen, what are you doing?
Nothing!
Stop it, whatever it is. There's a door on the left-hand side.
Your house is attacking.
I can tell you no dwarven stone engineers built this place. It's just crazy.
Yeah, there's a door on the cardboard.
There's a door on the north-hand side. Not north-hand side. The north wall.
North-hand side.
Yes,
it's the north-hand side.
Ooh. Check and lock open.
It's fine. It's fine. You open it.
Ka-chink.
It leads into a room.
Room.
A square room with a sort of... Cool little telephone. The corridor extends off
Why
the west.
Why would it be seen that Paul ought to have a tape set, like in radio stations, to hit all the right noises?
He doesn't need to. He's like
he
a beatbox.
He just makes them anyway.
Stop it.
So, yes.
We will kill Balazs.
It's a fairly empty and innocuous room with the corridor leading off to the west.
We check the ceilings.
Spot checks.
We take our time.
I find the
18
temple.
18 plus...
20 or something. 19.
23. 27.
Don't see anything.
Ah, we're safe.
Phew. I hit the word perversely complex.
Technically that, because that's two words.
Willie dies. Hand Good. God. Pennant.
Boom. Right.
Check out the little nubbiny thing.
What nubbiny thing? There's nothing in them. It just seems to be a big empty room. Maybe one some
pile. It's like stable.
Pointless nubbins.
Yeah.
Nubbins without points. Corridor,
okay. The corridor has a description. The walls of this corridor are slick with an oily substance or slime, leaving an unpleasant stink in the air. An iron portcullis stands to the north.
Iron.
And a curiously open portal is to the south.
Curiously
If you
open.
Come in through there. The portal is to the north of you as well. Through the portal, then the portcullis. A shimmering ball of light hovers near you.
This is an archon.
To the east, a large hole has been ripped into the wall, blasted out from within. Curiously, no debris litters the smooth floor. There's a door in the western wall, which is assuming you come in through, but you don't have to. Hit the description that assumes you come in the direction. You're here. There's a ball, an open portal, a door on the left, an opening on the right, then a portcullis.
Does it look like a lantern?
What is this little ball?
Bear with me. As it says, it's perversely complex.
Oh, here we go. Go on, put it in. Sorry, Hal, we can't
God. Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll kill that and then we'll pick that lock.
Yeah.
Right, make me spot checks. Oh, no, you don't. You, make me a spot check.
Why do I have to do it?
You're the only one that allows to see it.
Oh, bollocks.
And you don't.
Because you're half.
Is it another way out?
What about dwarven stone cunning? Dwarves are quite good on.
Not this, you're not. Oh, God. Trust me, you're not.
I'm an elf, I'm just better.
Yeah, that's true. You got a t-shirt with that on.
Can increase this draft.
That is definitely going to be the motto for Wilbury.
What?
I'm an elf. I'm just better.
Yeah. Sadly, you're not. not better than Guru. Right.
And he's dead.
What are you
no
doing?
One was better
a corridor.
Than
there's a ball hanging in the air.
Go and examine the ball.
Okay.
Is it moving?
Does it look like a lantern arc? Have we met that before? Or is it just a glowing ball?
Is it pulsing? It's not really pulsing. It's just a glowing ball.
We say, hello,
as
glowing ball!
As you walk up to examine the ball, you hear a click from below you.
Where's Bugger! The crossbow?
Right, now we go.
Now we all die in the hideous
thing. You don't hear a click. My apologies. There's no click. That's not how it activates. You walk up to see this ball and start to examine it. Sorry, it's like this. The trap description's like four paragraphs long.
Yeah, keyword there was
trap. Ridiculous. Right, you walk up to examine the ball. Anyone going with him to examine the ball?
Not particularly.
Yes.
You're just a coward.
I'm alive.
I'm just going to see this ball in there.
See this fascinating glowing ball.
It's very pretty.
It's just Balazar then.
I'll watch your backs.
I stay with Balazar.
Right, you start to examine the ball. It's
not that
I don't
trust you
right.
I've heard stories.
About a foot and a half across hanging in the air.
Alright, cast detect magic.
Very good. It seems to be magical. Now you hear a click from the floor.
So the glowing ball's magical. We know so much more than we did before.
The floating glowing ball.
Okay, hang on. The north-south floor between there and there. Yeah, that's fine. The floor collapses into a steep, downwardly sloping ramp.
Whoosh!
You're in it as well if you're at this junction.
Oh, well.
Unless you're hanging around in this empty room back here with
no,
your friends.
No, I wasn't hanging around.
We're all in it.
Right. Downward sloping ramp, 60 feet deep. As the ramps are activated, they become greased by a grease effect, making them slippery and dumping you down towards the pit in the centre.
Featherfall!
Hang on!
Where am I?
Hang on!
Pulling down this
you slide. All start to slide down
all
these ramps.
Yes,
you're all in the corridor.
I don't believe I did anything wrong.
It's ridiculous. Okay, let's just say spell effects, grease, mind fog, telekinesis, wall of ice, waves of exhaustion. Hello, it's complex trap and world. Right, every creature that slides to the bottom of the ramps. Actually, you're not falling, you're just sliding. Are you casting anything? Can you cast the slide?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Because it's a free action.
Featherfall.
Or an immediate action,
if
or a swift
cast
action.
Cast it whilst you're falling
randomly.
Yeah.
That's why I always have featherfall in my mind.
I think merely sliding makes it
a piece
of piss.
It's reactive.
Go on.
Unfortunately, I don't have fly.
Are you casting it?
Yes. You wouldn't be able to cast fly. Anyway.
You're casting featherfall.
Yeah.
Featherfall goes off. What are you casting it on?
Well, I can cast it on...
You can cast it on one medium or smaller free-falling object or creature per level.
Everybody!
Right, everyone gets featherfalled. What does it do?
Slows you down.
Slows you
basically don't take any damage. From
you take no damage?
No damage.
You slowly slide.
You fall on a spike.
Yeah, you just slowly pierce the spike.
So it would hurt more.
Yes. It's that huge map you're playing with.
I'm doing some paperwork.
Okay, don't close my laptop.
I haven't.
Good girl.
I'll just move it back.
That's fine.
Patronizing are you?
Very patronizing. Right, you slowly fall down the slidey slope.
I'm just checking that jump.
You would have took the damage. Now you're subject to waves of exhaustion. What does it do?
Oh, yeah. Right, it's saving throws. I think it's a will saving throw.
Oh, no.
It might not be.
Will we save?
Right, waves of exhaustion. Oh, no saving throw. There we go. All living creatures in the area are exhausted.
That's it. No save.
No save.
You're all exhausted. Congratulations.
I feel really tired.
You're lying at the bottom of this slope.
Let's see what actually happened.
It's like this, because both sides have pivoted.
Ooh, minus 6 penalty to strength and dexterity.
Can someone tell me, sorry, what's a refractory?
It's like furnace lining, refractory clays.
Thank you. That's your industrial side.
Things that to do with high heat.
Great.
Next.
You stay there for a while, gasping and exhausted, before you feel yourself lifted off the ground by telekinesis.
Uh-oh.
The glowing ball begins to pulse as it's lifted you off
that's
the ground.
That's not
well,
good.
It depends, because I think we get a...
How long does the telephone last?
Quite a while.
Round level.
It doesn't stop you being lifted by
until you hit the floor.
Yeah. If you stop, you hit the floor.
In that case, it's going to hurt everyone else.
You going to save the telekinesis?
That's what I'm looking for. Yes.
You do!
Hang on.
25. Unless it's a champion, then it's wrong.
Until landing or one round per level. So I'm going to take the one round per level option instead of the
which landed.
Yeah, no, but it says until landed or one round per level. Yeah. Well, I choose the latter of the two if I get a choice. Thank you. Well, the description is not very clear because it says...
Yeah, you've landed.
Yeah, until landing or one round per level. Well,
you've landed, therefore it's ended.
No, it doesn't say then, it just says or.
We get a will save.
Okay, everyone will save.
25.
God.
Good.
Unless it's an enchantment, in which case it's more.
That's transmutation.
21. 21. 25. Does it affect you by exhaustion in any fashion?
Nope, because that's strength and dexterity.
Let's just say that it's going to continue to try.
We're resisted.
Let's take it
forever. That's
it. Will negate.
Negate.
It's going to try again.
It just keeps trying.
That's why it's a thing that does it, not just an instant effect. Challenge rating 9.
9.
It's going to be more than that.
Yeah. Well, it says challenge rating 9.
It's going to be way more than that.
9. It says 9.
19. How many of these are you going to make?
However, the duration is concentration or instantaneous.
Which means it either does its damage.
It either does it.
Yeah.
Or that. Or
well, it's
going to
keep trying effectively. Could it stop?
So it just keeps casting it.
It's going to keep trying, yeah. Keep trying to do what it needs to do. It's 5 goes until it gives up and you're stuck at the bottom of the pit. Trap resets. It's got to take you somewhere. It's transporting you.
Never mind.
Okay, 7 for number 2. 19. Yeah.
Well, what else is going to happen? Just keep doing that now.
It's going to keep, it's going to keep trying to lift you.
17?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the resists there are. Whispering has picked up on this. Make me a save, please.
I did.
Again.
Oh. I've got to do 5 of them.
Well,
until you fail.
29.
You're going to need 17 is the minimum.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it until I fail. Surely 20, if then. Not bother.
If it's an object, you'll do the minimum.
Five times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. Until it's ready to move you, effectively. It casts telekinesis.
Yeah.
Fail on number 3.
Right. Anyone failing?
Pass. Me. Fail on number 4.
You get 5 goes. 5 saves.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, you said you failed.
Okay. You passed the law.
You failed like your second or third one, didn't you?
You notice at various points your friend lifted into the air and carried off down the southern corridor.
Come back!
I was going to do something, but it caught me before I could do it.
No, it doesn't need
to. I'm not very impressed
fairly quickly. You're only not going far.
Wow, can we not do stuff while it's doing this?
Yeah.
So we've got...
So we can actually do what I was...
What are you going to do?
Oh, cast Dispel Magic at it.
Yeah,
good
that casting time is a bit long, so I can't do
that. What does that have? Try and blast it with the magic missile.
Blast it with the magic missile, sorry.
It's an object, you can't
blast an object with the magic missile.
Alright, Agonise is Scotch. It's Scotch. Or Scorching Ray, whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever's first, I believe it's you first.
How high up is it?
It's up in the air. You
how high up from
head height-ish? Oh, it's... 80 feet away, probably.
Five on the bugger.
Well, hang on. You're 60 feet down, and you're 40 feet away. So you're 60 feet lower than the floor you were at before, and 40 feet
so
further along.
So where was the ball then.
The ball was using right 5 pounds.
The ball was pretty much
in a straight line
into this corridor. But this whole floor here pivoted down to this point here, 60 feet below. It did that. And you all slid down to the point.
I was imagining it being halfway down the corridor.
No.
That's 70 yards.
Why the hell would anybody else come from out of that corridor?
This one. You're not supposed to go near it. It just triggers regardless if you're in the corridor. You just happen to be at this end.
Yeah, but why would these two be in it?
Because they were watching you. It's partway down this corridor.
So that's how I imagined it. But yeah. You were pointing at the corner.
Sorry. It's partway down the corridor.
Right.
Okay.
Fireball.
You're fireballing.
Yes.
Right. He's lifted into the air.
Well, not at this point.
Oh, no. Is this his second spell? This is his first spell attempt. Okay, go on.
And I'm firing some arrows.
Fine.
I don't know what this is made of.
10.
Some kind of spell construct designed to cast telekinesis.
10, 40.
It might not even be 15, physically present.
60, 18, 21,
22. Some kind of glowing orb designed to cast telekinesis.
28.
Okay, you cast fireball, it explodes around it. Does some damage, probably.
Meh.
Meh.
Okay. What else can you do?
Not a lot.
No.
Exactly.
Everyone apart from Phelan eventually gets
you are lifted
dragged
into
up.
The air! It's not a bad trap, really. You may as well go through the motions.
Not a bad trap.
Friendly trap, really.
You start floating off down the corridor reasonably quickly. As followed by these two, I mean, almost immediately after, I believe. Phelan stays where she is.
It's a flying dwarf.
You are deposited in this room here. Mm-hmm. At which point a wall of ice forms across the entrance.
Oh, lovely.
Don't ask. Some monkey dreamt this up. A wall of ice has formed across the entrance.
Okay. I guess you're scorching ray.
Yeah.
They're both scorching raying it. Okay, go for it.
I can't fail
successfully
to hit it.
Successfully touch it.
It's a wall.
46. 46.
Exact. I might see if I can get more than that. Yeah, so I get 12 digits.
Get what?
12
D6.
Wow! You have the shiniest spells.
Oh no, because I, yeah.
To the tower of business.
Yeah.
Another 28!
Very good. Are you both casting at the same time?
Might as well.
More or less.
Yeah.
Probably more at the same point as well.
Yeah, same point.
19,
20, 26. This spell is ridiculous. This trap is ridiculous. 26. This trap is
if it didn't take 10 minutes to cast Phantom Steed, it would be quite good.
10 minutes to cast?
Yeah, Phantom Steed, yeah.
How many?
44.
Wow. Okay, you both concentrate your scorching rays and it melts an enormous hole in it. You seem to be getting through and the wall, what does it do? Is reduced to a thick clinging fog.
Okay.
Duplicating mind. The effect of mind fog.
Oh, this is where we're all shafted.
Will saves for all in that room.
Not me then, is it?
Not you.
No.
You're particularly shafted by this one.
Hmm? I am.
Yes, I know.
13 for the wizard.
23.
That'll do it.
23 as well.
It's only the wizard that's affected then.
Surprise!
Your mental resistance. Those caught in the mind fog are -10 competency penalty on wisdom checks and will saves.
I feel kind of funny.
Creature that saves is not affected. Affected creatures take a penalty as long as they remain in fog and for 2d6 rounds after. The fog is stationary.
Pretty fog.
Moderate wind disperses the fog. Congratulations, you have successfully survived the Warden Trap, which I think is terribly complicated.
Not what would have been even worse would if they'd been a cloaker in that room.
Yeah. To eat you.
Mm. How much damage would we have taken if it actually slid down?
Mind fog.
It's not massively...
Now, after the point where we have to make all the will saves, people are going to be really bad at taking will saves.
Yeah.
Bang. Warden Trap. Challenge rating 9.
Warden Trap, apparently.
It's a bit shit. It's not really a drop or anything, is it? I know it should be more than that. Just accept it as 9.
Wizard has uses. Featherfall for everyone.
Right.
Yeah, but it
eventually the trap resets. You're lifted back up to the floor.
Bing! Cool. It's a slightly damaged glowing ball.
Yeah, it's a bit frazzled. That's an arcane eye as well, that set a trap off.
That's very bad.
Not a fan of that trap. Right, what are you doing?
It was interesting in a way, in the fact it was quite useless, but, you know.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, it's not deadly, it's just crap.
It was interesting, but, you know. More than usual, bing, ow.
Apparently if you tried to attack the wall of ice in any fashion other than with fire or heat-based weapons, it would have shattered, doing 96 points of damage to everyone in the room.
Good job, Beth. That's got some amazing,
but it wouldn't have made the mind fog. Mind fog only happens if you
do that.
Reduce it with heat.
So they could be both ways. 30 minutes of him being a bit thick.
Mm.
as opposed to 96 damage, which could just kill him.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Right, assume you're
actually,
gathering your forces once again. What are you doing? You're in the corridor away from the party by a door and an opening into a room.
I'm staying exactly where I am.
You're standing still. Are you having a look at this trap? You think you might be able to disable it. Potentially. Now you know about it.
Can you put the glowing ball in your bag of holding?
Well, the glowing ball essentially is the trigger and part of the trap from later. So if you can stop the trap triggering, it doesn't get its chance to do telekinesis.
I'll do that.
If you could only convert the telekinesis for our own use. Maybe you could put the ball into a wand or a rod.
Can you do it?
We could kill oxes or yaks at long range with mind blows.
Oh, indeed.
That's natural 20 on disabled device. Sheep. What's your disabled device, Scott?
16.
MK Ultra.
Mm. You hammer a little nubbin in and press a few buttons and it deactivates.
You're telling the trap is disabled.
Nubbins.
He wishes he had six of them.
Decide, as far as you're aware, the device is disabled. The floor will no longer drop. Therefore, there will no longer be grease. Therefore, no longer telekinesis and waves of exhaustion and all that shit.
And all that. Oh dear.
We sit and have a sandwich for an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when we say sandwich, obviously only the two non-lawful good people who actually eat have an actual sandwich.
You wait.
Oh, let's just do something with that ring of the vague.
You're back to normal.
So now we're now fatigued.
Alright. Oh, yeah.
What does that do? No, that really would help.
I must remember I've got a ring of evasion on. It really does help.
Yeah, you must.
Let me write it on the front of my character sheet rather than the other one.
Fatigued, minus two to strength and dex.
Ring of evasion.
Minus two to strength and dex from now on, ladies and gentlemen.
Imagine rest here and go to sleep.
You're going to have a rest.
It takes 8 hours to get rid of fatigue.
Yeah. Because it's stupid.
What is that flippin' iron stone that I've got?
What colour is it?
I can't remember.
You haven't got an iron stone, you've got, I think I have one and I think Finn has the other one. But you have, rings, Paul. You have...
A ring of evasion.
Yeah.
Ring of evasion and the ring of wishes with no wishes.
Yeah.
It's the ring of evasion, that's
alright.
That's handy, item. Really handy.
You rest then. You are less fatigued. You wake up in the morning, the trap is still, after rolling 36, disabled. Where are you going? There's a door in the centre of the trap. There is a big hole in the wall into a very large room.
Let's go in there and form a gang.
Okay. Gang?
Yeah.
No, I've
put my cool spider robes on.
The wall gang.
You can call me Spider Dwarf.
Hey, ready? You walk into the big room. Unlike the prison status quo, this room has lights. Radiant balls, pinwheel, bouncing from walls, ceilings, and floor, causing a shadowy beam over everything. Scattered across the floor and walls are the remnants of an unnamed, long-abandoned magical laboratory.
Magic!
Whatever workings were once held here, nothing of interest remains.
Damn!
Instead, even the walls are pitted and cracked, pale tendrils of oozing flesh. To the north, a maze of passages have been blasted out by some now forgotten cataclysm.
Ooh, let's follow the maze. That sounds like fun. Mm.
Oh, magical laboratory without magic.
Damn. Well, big room.
Big room, how big?
Big.
Big room.
Big.
Star Wars big or just quite large?
That big.
That's quite big.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. 80 feet wide. 80 feet square. With various cracks and business running
and
out of it.
Fleshy tendrils.
And fleshy tendrils. All the walls are quite fleshy around here.
Yes, we all like fleshy tendrils.
There's lots of exits. Doing anything in the room?
Is there anything to see in the room besides?
There's bits of broken magical laboratory all over the place.
I'll check, even though the description said it's all boring and gone, I'll check it out anyway.
Search roll.
Searches. Dwarf.
I'm searching.
12.
I will improve my juggling skills.
35.
I spent much time working on my juggling skills.
You find 5 vials in a little pouch.
So the description lied.
The stuff. You find a scroll.
Hang on.
It's another case of the scrolls.
Vials and scrolls. What are the vials?
Really
there are vials of some kind of green liquid.
How many? 3. Did you say 3?
5.
Would it be some sort of magical potion?
No, it's not magical.
Shall I try alchemy then?
That would be best.
20.
Vials of acid.
Ooh.
A scroll. You find 200 gold pieces in silver bar stock. Mm. 200 gold pieces worth of silver bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you find two other vials of a red liquid, like a red liquid in a flask.
Oh, hang on, you're going too fast.
Sorry.
What have you got? You're saying loads of numbers at me, I'm writing down the wrong ones. What was the scroll?
It's a scroll.
Okay. And then 200 of something.
200 gold piece worth of silver bars. So silver bars worth 200 gold pieces. And 2 flasks with the red liquid inside that Steve's about to identify with alchemy.
Use the silver bars as door wedges.
Alchemist's fire.
Ooh.
Shame.
Napalm. So the scroll. Is it a scroll?
You're in room I-34.
Unravel the scroll.
Welcome to Region I.
Wow.
Yes. Unravel the scroll. Who is raveling the scroll?
Well, can we get the rogue to check it out and make sure it's not trapped?
It's some kind of magical scroll.
Yeah, it
has. I
might
try to cipher it. Okay. 39.
Yes, of course
you
will.
Magical scroll. Lovely magical scroll.
I think I can fail to read that. R39.
39 out of 20. It's amazing. The D39 system.
Let me afford you, sir.
It was devised by Chessex.
Yeah. 16.
Who also brought you the D38 system, the D37s.
You're subject to a baleful polymorph effect.
That's interesting.
Ooh. As you read the scroll, you feel balefully polymorphed.
I reckon that scroll
is. So the DC is higher than
16. No, I'm sorry, I don't know what it is.
So it'd be 16.
Yeah,
it would be. 10 plus level of spell. No, it's a 5th level spell, isn't it?
5th level spell.
So I failed by 1.
Yeah. You need a will for a partial, apparently. Whatever that does. If the spell succeeds, submit the horse to make a will serve. Yeah.
Fail.
You lose your extraordinary abilities. Oh. You are polymorphed into a small or smaller animal of no more than 1 hit dice.
Weasel! You can be friends with Kodo. And I will call you Podo. And stuff you down my trousers.
Is that permanent?
I think so.
You are polymorphed into a mouse.
Oh.
Are you hungry there, Kodo? Oh,
no, he's mine.
He's reading, but all of a sudden he changes into a mouse.
Yeah, and then your snake gets real interesting.
You have not retained your extraordinary supernatural spell-like abilities, and you cannot cast spells.
Jeez.
You gain the alignment, special abilities, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma of a mouse.
On the mouse.
That's what the will say.
Intelligence of the mouse.
It's still you still retain your class and level.
You're a nice level mouse.
A better all benefits derived from such as base attack bonus, saving throws, and hit points. You're an hard mouse. You retrain any class.
Don't kill your Kodo. Don't really
you retain any class which is other than spell casting. Hey, and actually, you can turn the undead.
Maybe it's quite hard.
No, because that's a supernatural ability.
Oh yes.
Turn
extraordinary supernatural or spell like abilities.
So I'm a mouse with lots of hit points.
Duration.
You only get 1 hit.
Permanent.
Dice, you only get 1 hit dice, don't you?
Do you have dispel magic, Paul?
I'm going to give you. Of course he doesn't. I'm going to give you that as a.
No.
Do you don't have the dispel?
I have the spell baleful polymorph. If I can use that to help reverse it.
No.
Well,
only change.
Maybe if we get you access to like a really big magic laboratory that's fully stocked and has a full library, and you don't mind spending a couple of years researching.
I'll do 5 for that.
Let me just have a look at the spell magic.
I'll give you that. Technically, you're not supposed to. It's not a trap, but I think it is a trap.
It's a trap. It's not supposed to be there. It's
if you read the scroll, you are balefully polymorphed. It's a cursed scroll.
That was so meant for me.
It's meant for thieves. Well, it's not. It's meant for wizards and thieves and anyone who can read magic, really. It's meant not for fighters, effectively. Anyone but the fighter. Ooh, that's a bit swangly.
See, if I'd read that as a monk, I'd be an uber fast mouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because that's an extraordinary ability.
Yeah.
Right. So you lose everything.
You now have the intelligence on the map.
Yeah.
We scoop him up before he decides to run off down a crack.
They catch you.
I bite whoever's catching me.
I catch you and
I bite whoever's catching me.
I keep him away from the woods. The woods doesn't need to eat. He still might be interested in you.
He's not heading towards the walls.
Dex! What's your dex? Could I catch you?
I'm faster than him.
What's your dex, Lindsay?
20 odds, probably.
Alright, you can probably catch him there.
So, what do you want to be next?
Is it raining?
Yes, I'll be rained on. Oh, okay, sorry, I wasn't sure it was actually
shoving up to an angle rather than closing it completely. Yes. No, not that glass, use the frame.
Nah.
That'll work, that'll do it.
Failing eventually catches you and stuffs you in little bags.
The spell magic would work on him, though.
Yes.
But you don't know it.
Had it. I don't know it, but I can learn it next level. So you can
how long
but he's a mouse for an entire level.
Well, gee. Time for some experience.
He's a mouse for another
3,500.
Oh, God.
Hang on. You're not going to leave him as a man. You've got to think of some method of reducing
there
him.
There's no other way. Dispel magic, guys.
No scrolls of dispel magic anywhere.
We have no scrolls. I've got the list of scrolls.
You don't have to spell the
scrolls. Don't have dispel magic.
No.
Protection from good. Not very useful.
How long have we been going?
Do you have actual polymorph?
Good stuff.
I had failed more polymorph.
Not actual polymorph.
We're all standing aghast at the mouse that our friend has turned into, thinking.
The scroll lies on the ground.
We're not reading it, but we are going to take it with us.
Let's all become mice, and then perhaps we could find a very, very narrow way out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite funny. I like that. That's quite funny.
Does that make you Ferris the mouse?
There are exits from this room.
You could tie a knot to him and get some people to come and blast through the walls.
Please help us.
What a good idea. Yeah.
Quick, send for Elminster.
So where am I at the moment then?
I think you're in a pouch of mine.
Okay.
You don't want to be in a pouch of mine, I can tell you that.
Just me on my own.
Noise way out of the pouch.
Okay. All my way out.
Oh no.
I wasn't especially bothered about catching you, but they were like, catch him and put.
You can share space with a weasel.
I eat it.
No, not my weasel.
I bet. Oh, I'm a ninth level person.
He's a ninth level. He's a ninth level armed bollocks mouse.
But my weasel's no longer a normal weasel by any means.
Yeah.
I think you'll find that my weasel has got weasel.
You can bite through bone.
It's bloody vicious, that mouse, I tell you. Sharp, pointy teeth.
Right, there are exits from this room. To the south, there's two to the west, two to the east, one to the north, and one to the west. If you want to carry on.
What character are you having next, Steve? Mm-hmm.
Bard's dead. You'll be fine once it's dispelled.
So, make him another character. Where the hell did
now,
we don't have dispel magic.
You will have.
I don't like it when I've got someone I find.
Mage.
Why are there rooms out of 1,000? There's room 1,001.
That's nice.
No, it's I-101.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that. I'm an idiot.
Well, we know that.
What's up, Helen? Nothing. What's the matter?
You just brought your laptop. Nothing to worry about.
You're going to get a new one anyway, weren't you?
I hope so.
I decided to have an error and close all the windows.
It seems that now again.
I lost mine already.
Why can't you display the page? Yeah.
See the box on the right hand side of the laptop?
Yeah.
Hit it.
that's fine.
Sorry.
Hit it again.
Tell him looking at crappy websites.
We could make him some shoes and then he could be a little mouse with clogs on there on the side.
Are you exiting at all from this room or are you just going to mooch?
Eventually, we're mooching for the moment because, my God, Darius has been turned into a mouse.
Fabulous. Once the shock is over, where are you heading?
We're still going to the shock.
Mistra. Can you fix him?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
we call upon Mistra.
What Trials of magic. You
let's go. Let's pick a door. Then
north.
Heading north. Okay, yes. That'll be north through the maze of corridors, would it?
Yes, we like mazes of corridors.
Following the left-hand side.
I don't like being pouch. I eat my way out.
Okay.
We put you in a chainmail pouch.
Yeah.
We'll probably bite through chainmail now.
Stick him in the big, shiny metal box of doom.
With the evil sword.
That's pull him off with the rest
yes.
of the
group. Yes,
you can.
Oh no, my rod! Ah, you fell!
Does that also pull him off with him? Where does it go?
All of you, look at the size of him.
Yeah!
It's turned into everything on him, like Polymorph. Yeah. So a little rhinoceros or a bear, you all just...
I hate
so
you.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You're heading north, keeping to the left-hand wall.
Oh, that
yeah,
made you laugh,
well.
Didn't it?
You can carry on right-hand wall if you have a choice.
Left or right-hand wall? Tell me, Tolly.
I'll go left. Yeah. Left.
Left-hand wall. You enter the maze of corridors, such as some kind of crevicey thing. Keeping to the left-hand wall, you eventually come to a crossroads with exits to the north, south, and west. Doors, all.
North?
Emasculate the ninth level.
North door?
With a pair of scissors.
I'm wary of people heading north, but...
The north door?
Go west.
We want to go for our sixth area in certain doom.
Yes. With the mouse.
Are you going north?
We're so screwed without...
I know. We are so screwed without him.
We've always been alright, apart from now.
You realise our healing abilities currently consist of some potions and the 18 points I can heal myself a day.
And Balazar's got false life
on
spell.
On me, thank you.
Right.
So I'm the only one that's screwed then. Oh no, I have
potions.
All the heal potions. Ha ha, fucking ha.
So, are you going north? There's a door.
I search it. I don't search.
We're going to be very careful now. Lots of looking and listening and checking. And more listening.
The door is not trapped as far as you're aware. And would you like to unlock it? Or open it? It is not locked.
Open.
You open the door. This chamber sits at a crossroads. Doors to the north, south, east and west are heavily scarred by battle.
Uh-oh.
The walls are not wrought from mere stone, but instead of translucent crystal, smudged and befouled with a thin film of ambient skin. On the floor, several piles of scorched humanoid bones, slowly disintegrating into dust, some still clad in useless remnants of armour or clutching broken weapons. Are you still getting rained on?
No.
How about we go south and west?
I'm going to cry now.
Going to cry in the corner.
Where's going to look for a bug?
I want to see just how many hit dice he gets as a man.
I get nine.
Nine hit dice mouse?
I'll retain my hit dice and class level.
But your intelligence is that of a mouse.
Yeah.
A super intelligent mouse.
Oh. Takes a lot of stepping
when
on.
When does something become familiar?
You could be cool. I could have another familiar, I'm sure.
It could be
mine. No, you would have to fight Kodo to the death.
Ooh, that'd
be fun to supersede his position.
Yes. I could have a rock hard mouse as my familiar.
Oh, I get plus 11 to hit him.
Fantastic.
And you get a plus 4 damage.
Where are you needing to go? Or are you not wanting directions? You wanting maps?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to get the air so I can put the air.
You become like the mouse king. Yeah. You could like just rule over all the mice in the room.
Rule over mousedom.
Mousedom, yes.
Fiendish rat. Fiendish rat,
just say.
Nothing.
This mouse is rock.
So, you're in a room, I've described it.
We
what
have.
Are you doing?
We don't like it.
We don't like it. We're not entirely sure what ambient skin is.
Skin over the like a window with skin growing over it.
That's
minging. It's rather minging, yeah.
How about we head south
we
and could west?
Cut slices of it and use it as skin
it's
grass.
It's growing over the crystal.
How our
crystal
healing's going to have to be
it's
now.
Growing over the crystal.
Harvest some skin.
It's all a bit fleshy.
Yeah. It's rather experimental, our healing from now on.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm not sure I want to go further north at the moment, but I'm willing to take options. What do you want to do?
I only actually lose 6 points of wisdom.
You're a wise, unintelligent mouse.
Mm-hmm. 12 points of wisdom still.
He's
still in
do
bonus
we need to rest
territory.
Or anything?
No, what mice are wise, are they?
Well, yes, but still rats stupid.
Oh, okay, rats, fair enough.
I like rats, I put leads on them.
Yeah.
It'll bite your head off.
Sharp pointy teeth.
Do you still retain your knowledge of yourself? I assume
no.
You do.
Well, intelligence of what?
Oh, no way.
Intelligence of two.
Oh, you do.
No way. It's one above lizard.
You're vaguely aware that you might have once been taller.
You're 9 times stronger than the average rat.
But that, you don't know that.
Stop erroring things.
Sorry, don't mind.
So, what are you doing?
Without take south and
go,
west.
Oh, the momentum's gone. Hurry
no,
up.
It's not. We're just going off. We keep on
essentially killed another party member.
And you're just saying, carry on.
The only way you can fix it is to level. The only way you can level is to continue to explore.
We don't know we that. Go back, we're role-playing.
Go back to the room with the clockers in and let them out one by one.
Ching, ching.
We've
got no silence spell now. Because I can't.
Well, I can see you're looking for another character, Mouse Boy.
Let's go. I
finished Dark Kitten.
What do you want to do? Do you want to go south and west, or do you want to keep on going?
You're in this room with less gear.
Let's go north until we face something that kills us.
The room is here.
Right.
You're in this room here. There are doors to the north, the east, and the west. There are two doors in the eastern wall, western wall. One door in the eastern wall. A door in the northern wall, and the door in the southern wall here.
East door number one.
I have an idea.
Go on.
Well, if we just sit, maybe in a day or two he'll turn back into a person.
No, he says it's permanent and he knows.
You
know the spell.
Yes, I know the spell. Roll. It isn't going to happen.
He's going to be like that forever unless we fix it.
And we don't mean that way.
Yeah, he'd probably object if you tried to fix it.
I've got pebbles.
Should we go west, guys?
Pebbles, you could remove his actual stones and replace them with genuine stones.
Yeah.
Should we try west? Or do you have a choice?
Like the prosthetic testicles they get for dogs that have been... So they don't feel inadequate.
East? South?
Oh. I said east.
East. East.
First room I was waiting was a door.
Open.
Do the door thing.
I'm coming.
Sorry. You're sticking stars on the floor. Not trapped.
Huzzah, I open the door.
Listen.
You open the door. This room is choked with vegetation and rock. An unpleasant odour wafts from deep inside the greyish-green mass, its source unidentifiable.
I hack my way into the green smelly mass using the shock sort of shininess I discovered on the dead elf.
Yep. You hack your way in. A room filled with lots and lots of vegetation. There's a crack in the wall to the south, which seems to lead back into that mazy area.
Huh. Doesn't look too exciting in there. Why wouldn't it help?
I think we should explore this strange crack.
Oh, bollocks, my washing stall.
What? You explore the strange crack?
It's not that bad saying bollocks. I mean, we've been saying cunt.
No, you have.
Yes, we let Willy explore
the strange crack. Hal did as well.
True.
Go on.
We explore the crack.
Yes. William,
can I lead you back into that maze? Are you going to continue to follow the left-hand wall?
Why not?
You continue to follow the left-hand wall. You come through a reasonably square but damaged room and find a door leading north.
That'll do.
You open the northern door, it leads into a corridor. There are two more doors in a wall to the north.
More doors? More doors?
The leftmost door.
Leftmost door. You go through, it leads into another corridor. It bends off to the right. There's a door on the left at the bend. To the right, there is a door to the south, a door to the north, a door to the east, and the continues further around and meets back up to the door, the other of the two doors in the wall.
The northernmost door.
Northernmost door. It is closed.
I listen at the door.
Okay.
I hear nothing.
You hear nothing, but the dwarf hears even less.
We now have a shut door situation. We can either have it carefully examined by the thief or recklessly open it.
At this point, examine it. You just
have to there hasn't been many traps on doors recently. I'd recklessly open
it.
You recklessly open the door.
No, stand back.
The small confines of this room are only made worse by the thick, greasy stink of the casks of oil within it. A small slit in the stone, crudely chipped out, provides viewing into the hallway outside. Several channels have been carved into the slit, each clotted with viscous oil gone to varnish.
See, I suspect that was trapped.
Aye.
I shut it. I just want to search the large barrels of flamey oil and death.
Ooh.
The stuff.
I'm not doing nothing because we can't get healed anymore.
There's a door opposite to the
stairs.
We
can sleep.
I'm going to sit still and not move.
I search around the door looking for a similar slit to the one what was in the one at the other side.
You don't find one on the opposite
side. I recklessly open the door.
This small room is free of the meaty scents and bits of living flesh endemic to its neighbours. Hammered sheets of iron have been pounded into the walls and floor, sheathing the entirety of the room in metal. Curiously, when struck, the walls make no sound.
Of course, you didn't strike them, sir.
It's a silent room that has been encased in iron. Seems quite safe.
The walls make no noise.
Mm. In fact, it will make sparks.
Encased in iron. Feels safe.
The door is heavily reinforced from the back with iron and bars.
Somebody wanted somewhere secure.
I don't know what to do.
It's a panic room.
I was thinking that.
What are you going to do? If you're going to rest, there seems to be a safe room.
Well, I might as well rest.
So we rest
for a bit.
In the panic room.
Yeah.
Are you going to want to stop in the panic room at all? Potentially.
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
Stop.
Yes, we will stop.
You have one party member who's a mouse.
Yes.
One is back from the dead. We've done five regions in two sessions in one day.
Not bad. Regions. Not so bad.
XP then.
Yeah,
XP. Okay, XP. Who's going to do that for me now? The mouse.
You divided by three now?
Mouse is in hell.
No, the mouse
Damn.
Still gets experience.
No! You haven't done anything since you became a mouse.
So?
Pidge something.
Well, that helps. Thanks.
I know. Steve's the man. Steve's the man! Are you playing solitaire?
Yeah.
Why do you play World of Warcraft?
Because I...
Cost money?
And doesn't cost money if money she plays on my laptop.
I don't want
to. Don't want to and you can't make it.
I could. With point
then
six.
Then Hannah goes home and can't play it anymore.
I'll let you buy it, she'd be addicted.
I won't buy it.
And spend money every month.
Addicted.
Can't afford that.
Addicted.
Oh, I have no idea where I'm looking.
If you stop paying money, do they delete your characters?
No. Oh. Your account goes into suspension.
Right, so you can go back to it later.
Mm-hmm. Nice that your hero's account is suspended. Are you winning?
To me?
Yes. Mm. But you're working.
Finished.
Slacker.
Hey, that means I've done about a 8 and a bit hour day.
Yeah,
it's not bad, is it?
I get paid for it, so.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, that's a bit rubbishy.
Well, obviously you get paid normal, don't you?
Well, yeah, I get my volunteer work. I don't get paid for any of my overtime.
Do you like the new society forum?
I do, I love it.
It's a lot better. Is this not recording anymore?
No, it's still recording. We're on XP. I'm just going to find the XP table.
I think you need to give a date when you're going to close the other one, though.
I will. I mean, the problem is...
Are you paying monthly on the beginning of the month, or how does it work?
I don't know where. I think it's at some point when I started paying.
This bloody table.
You also need to make people know they shouldn't be using your other RPG ones.
Yeah,
well, I'm just going to delete them off there. That'll confuse them. It will, won't it, as all the things disappear.
Well, you just leave one post saying, go here, fool!
I'm slightly concerned today about a post that Paul Simpson made about the Magic Society.
Oh,
I'm fine with him setting up the Magic Society, but he said something about distribution of personal fund.
About it,
Well, they shouldn't have any access to our personal funds.
Well, we have access to our personal funds.
There was a suggestion that it was implied.
Paul Simpson seems to be staring.
But it would have a separate personal fund.
Well, exactly. It was implied that we might come to deal with them. Right. If you read the post, you'll see what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Paul Simpson got really choppy with me this morning on MSN.
Your average party level is 9, I believe.
Yeah.
Minotaur. Calendar written 4.
No, that's
450
each. There's three of them there. That's 450 times three. Yeah, there's a boss one. 500. Challenge rating 5.
675.
Bargests. Challenge rating 4 is again 450. That's 902 bargests. Challenge rating 3 for the rage runes.
338.
Yeah. 338. 5 is 675. Challenge rating 9 for the warden trap.
2,700.
Yay!
Nice. And the bill for Polymorph, challenge rating 6.
I don't think we should get
Can we do that trap
900.
Again?
900.
Let's go and do the wooden trap a few times.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to be quite enough.
No. I don't think so either.
That's divided by 3, it's much better.
13. You ready for the adding?
No.
I can't do the adding.
Why?
Some rubbish at
the adding and the summing.
1350, 675, 900. Is it 338?
3. I'll close it now.
There's a calculator on here.
675. Sorry, I can't get all the numbers down. 2700. It's got to be a respectable number.
15, 5, 10, 1, 5, 12, 15,
22, 23, 2, 3, 9, 18, 21, 21, 27, 27, 34, 34. You know the entirety
40,
of the world now knows how bad at math you are.
Shut up, 43, 45.
43.
Okay, 4, 7. 7,535 divided by 4, please, Helen.
Oh, sorry, what? Hang on.
This is the dividing bit that gets me. 7,000. Not bad. Not bad, XP. You're not going to quite make it, though, are you?
We're not going to make 7, it with 4.
7,535 by 4.
Yes.
What's the number total?
1,883.75.
84. 1,884.
Yeah.
Mousy, 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 mousy. 1,884 experience.
1,884.
Mousy, 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 mousy.
4,300.
What?
43,441.
So you're 1,500 off, basically.
43,441,
yeah?
Yeah. 43,441. 43,441.
Yeah.
Oh, lordy.
Okay. One party member, Mouse. The others totally incompetent without him.
I'm not dead anymore.
We're now going to stop.
I'm fine.
Bye bye.
Bye.